When COVID-19 hit, stories of meat processing facilities shutting down due to the spread of the virus went national. The story that was not told was how the closures of these facilities affected the producers themselves. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska explains.
I'm going to check it, and if it's... If we should flip it instead, we can flip it. You think?
That's Anya Carter. Her husband, Darcy, is watching intently. They are a rancher family in Ten Sleep. We're at the pond across the road from their house where Anya left a cowhide overnight.
Oh my gosh, it's full of snails. Do you see them?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Like, it's cleaned up a lot of it. Look at the fat floating. This is so exciting.
They look it over and decide maybe it needs a little more time for the bugs and fishes to eat the flesh.
We're really trying to respect the whole animal and use everything and really get our hands on it.
The cow is the first they've butchered on their property in an effort to find the solution to a problem. For the past 7 years or so, their business, Carter County Meats, has been selling 98% of its product to restaurants. But then RC says the pandemic hit.
And so we got backed off. I think it was almost 2 months before we could get animals back in. So yeah, we definitely felt it.
The pandemic has highlighted a bottleneck that already existed, but COVID-19 magnified it. Local natural grass-fed beef has become more popular in the past couple of years. Producers started crowding small USDA-certified processing plants in Wyoming and nearby states. Jill Clowoon has been in the business for 20 years. She says the plants were starting to get full.
Then when COVID hit, and the grocery stores experienced a hiccup in the supply chain.
That hiccup was 80% of the nation's processing plants, owned by four major meat processors, experiencing closures and labor shortages due to COVID-19. This stopped the flow of meat coming into grocery stores.
And so when the grocery stores did not have the meat available, people turn to farmers markets, to the small meat processors, or the ranchers that they have known for years and call them up.
This, in turn, filled up the small processing plants and now are booked a year in advance, some even up to 4 years. This means producers like the Carters and Clowoon have the cattle but don't have the ability to get it processed to be sold to customers.
Our inventory is the lowest we've ever been because demand is high. I think at one point when I was looking at the record, we were 171% over last year. But there's probably going to be a time period where I run very low to out.
So what can ranchers do? Well, there's a couple of options. State Representative Tyler Lindholm says more USDA processing plants need to be developed to decentralize the meat supply chain.
All these custom slaughter facilities, those are the organizations that we should be propping up and giving them the tools and the opportunities to be able to supply direct to their little local communities.
But another option is to better utilize Wyoming's Food Freedom Act. That act allows homemade products to be sold directly to consumers without any need for federal regulations. But it didn't include red meat until this July.
What a rancher now can do is they can fractionalize or put shares on an entire herd of animals. And so they could sell shares for, say, like a dollar a piece, which means everyone that owns a share of that entire herd of animals can now shop right out of that rancher's freezer.
This is what R.C. Carter is trying to utilize. He describes himself as a problem solver. So when the pandemic hit, he decided to take the opportunity to do something he was thinking about.
We've been just kind of working towards this for a long time. And so we're thinking about, like, how can we improve the quality of our meat? But I think in the long run, we can end up with a much higher quality product and get the price down.
The trick here is that nobody gets profits from it outside of the Carters. For instance, it can't be sold in a grocery store. Currently, federal laws say meat sold to restaurants, grocery stores, and across state lines must be processed through USDA-certified facilities. RC is fine with that.
You know, we're just keeping it all local and just like in the community to help support our community and lower the prices of their product and, you know, just support what is here and what money is here, keep it here.
RC looks forward to butchering more cows on his ranch and using as much of the animal as he can. Maybe even sell the hide. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska in Ten Sleep.